Okay. Did you ever play a game with these things?
Horseshoe.
Okay. What part of the horse are the horseshoes attached to?
The hoof.
Okay. Did you ever keep sheep?
Never did.
Oh, did you know people that kept sheep?
Yes, a couple of neighbors had sheep.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a male sheep?
Ram.
Okay. How about the female?
A lamb.
Okay. Any other term for the female? Okay.
Oh, you. E-W-E. Is that right?
All right. Usually you'd raise sheep for what?
Wool.
Okay. What about hogs? Is that the general term for, I mean, is hogs the general term for all of the different types of them? Or?
No, there's lots of different types. And, that's a common word that, but there's probably 40 or 50 different breeds of hogs.
Mm-hmm. What are some different breeds?
White Chester,
mm-hmm.
and Durham,
mm-hmm.
and, I don't know.
Did you have different terms for, not different breeds, but different sort of ages and sexes of hogs?
Yeah, young was Schultz,
mm-hmm.
and Sucking Pigs,
mm-hmm.
and Old Sows.
Now, sow is a female, right?
Right. And the male was a boar.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you have a term for a boar that, for a male hog that you fixed so he couldn't be a...
Yeah. What is it? Can't think of it.
Okay. Let's see. Male hog, a lot of times, would have these real sharp teeth that would come out. What would you call those?
Tusks.
Okay. Also, on his back, he'd have his stuff he'd cut off, maybe. On the back, he'd have his hairy stuff growing on the back of his neck. Like shaving brushes and things like that out of him.
Bristles?
Yeah. What would you call a thing you'd feed the hogs out of?
Trough.
Okay. When you had a... Well... I don't know whether you'd quite be a boar yet, but you had, say, a pig that you didn't want to become a boar. What would you do to him to prevent him from becoming a boar?
Castrate him.
Okay. Is that the only word you'd use, or is that the word you'd use, or you wouldn't have any other term you'd use? Like, okay. When a calf is being weaned, what do you call the sound that the calf makes?
Bellers.
Okay. How about a cow, the sound a cow would make? Not necessarily just a beller, but maybe something less, maybe she'd do it all the time when she's just either feeding her or something like that, the sound that she'd make.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was what I was like. Is that the term you used, if the cow would move? How about a horse, the sound a horse would make?
Weaning.
Okay. You were starting to tell me before about clucks. What about, we were talking about the nest egg that you put underneath one of these hands. What exactly is a cluck?
Hen that's ready to set.
Mm-hmm. And when she's actually setting, would you call her the same thing, or?
She's a cluck then.
Mm-hmm.
When she sets.
Okay. And before she sets, is she still a cluck though when she's just getting ready? Is it?
No, she'd be laying hen before that.
Oh, okay. All right. What would you call a place you'd keep the